This video is going to fall into the did you know category. And I'm going to do it with one of my favorite tequilas, and I'm going to do it with my favorite newest tequila shirt on. Look at that. I actually got this for Christmas from my mom. So she knows I love tequila, and she found the Yayo website and picked up a great Day of the Dead t-shirt, which goes along great with the Day of the Dead tequila that Yayo put out with the Luna celebration in Seoul. So today I'm going to do this little story here with the Luna. This is a fantastic Hoven tequila. For those of you who don't know what a Hoven is, that means it's a blend of a Blanco and something else. And in this case, this is a blend between a Blanco and a Repo. And this Repo was actually aged in a peach cask. So this is a really amazing flavor that comes out of the barrels into this already super Blanco made by the master distiller Sergio Cruz, which is probably one of the best magicians in the entire tequila world. And what I want to talk about today is the type of glasses that we drink out of. Because if you watch many of these videos, you'll see different types of glasses that a lot of people will drink out of. And that's because a glass can definitely enhance the flavor of the tequila that you're drinking by the way the shape of the glass brings those aromas to the nose of the glass. So a very common one that you see is a Glencairn. So this glass is very common in not only tequila drinking, but also in whiskey. So you'll see a lot of bourbon drinkers drink out of this. And it definitely brings a different nose to the top. You can smell those agaves and really get those flavors in there. And this glass here is made by an amazing company called Chisholm Trail. And if you haven't checked them out, they do this awesome engraving. See on there, you'll see it's etched with a laser, the Tasting Tequila with Brad logo. And this is more built for tasting tequila and agave spirit and agave spirits. It also is great for high proofs and mezcals. So the way that the shape of this brings those flavors out is really awesome. You get a much deeper nose. You can really smell the different nuances of the tequila that you're tasting, and it'll blow your mind. Like if you pour a couple of tequilas in a couple of different glasses and smell those same tequilas in different glasses, how the smell of it changes so much. And a lot of people use the normal high stem Rydell glass that it also is really great for tasting almost like a champagne flute. But what's crazy for me is that my two favorites really are the Chisholm Trail glass is my most common for doing a review and really digging into the nuances of the tequila. This one does great. And of course, this beautiful Agave Social Club, Glencairn, does a great job too. So let's say I'm just going to sip on a tequila and watch TV for the evening. These are little pours for me. I don't do 1 ounce pours at night. I'm more of probably a 3 ounce to 4 ounce pour. So I use this glass here. And what's crazy about this glass is I've had this for 35 years because I received this glass as a wedding present from my aunt. And if you notice the shape, it's very similar to the other two, the way that it funnels everything to the top. So I do get a really good nose on this glass. Wow. You can, because I know these are in peach cask, you can smell the peach to me in it, along with the cooked agave, a nice bouquet. It's a little floral and a lot of citrus. It just has a great flavor. And a lot of people don't know this. When you're nosing your tequila, you can get different smells from the tequila just based on how many times you nose it and where. So if you do it 3 times, from the middle of the glass, the first time you're going to get the alcohol smell. The second time, it's going to be a little bit less alcohol and a little bit more of other flavors that are behind it. The second smell is usually where I picked up most of the cooked agave. And then the third is where you start to get some of those other nuances. The alcohol's gone and you pick up, you know, where I picked that peach up that we talked about. Now, another thing that's pretty interesting when you nose a glass of tequila is if you nose it from the bottom, you get a one smell. And this one, I get a little bit more of a mineral smell with a little teeny bit of citrus. But if you nose it from the top of the glass, like that time I got a lot more of what we all talk about as the cooked agave smell. The smell of the agave in the steam brick oven is where you get that cooked agave smell that we all talk about. To me, it's a mix between like a brown sugar and a sweet potato smell with a little bit of a mustiness. And I know that doesn't sound really appealing, but the mustiness is that steam and that agave sitting in there. So you kind of, it's a hard thing to explain to somebody if they haven't stood outside one of those stone ovens and smelled that steam coming out. But you definitely get, to me, more of the agave on the top. Now, another way to smell, and what I usually do the last time, is across the glass. And when you do that, that in this case brings out more of that citrus, a little bit of a sweetness, and a little bit of, I want to say that peach smell, but I don't know. Yeah, it's a peach smell. So those are some ways that the glass gives you a different nose on the different kind of glass. So if you're just starting out and you're looking for a glass that's going to really highlight the aromas of the tequila, I say go to Chisholm Trail. I'll put their link on there and pick up one of these. This glass right here gives you probably the best distinguishing difference of the tequila smells. And then, you know, the next level would probably be this one, because this is a good glass. These are a little more common. You can find these in many stores. You can find them all over the internet. But if you reach out to Chisholm Trail, not only can they make you a special custom glass, but they also have some really beautiful custom engraved glasses that are done with a Mexican artist that are really phenomenal. So this is a great crystal glass, and they're not going to break the bank. I think they start in that $29 range, and they're fantastic. And if you have an aunt that bought you glasses 35 years ago and you want a bigger pour, call my aunt and ask her where she got these. She lives in Killeen, Texas. Let's go ahead and give this a taste here. Holy cow. The sweetness of this, the agave that you get in it, there's a dryness in the finish. It's just really amazing. These guys are doing a job of making tequilas that taste like tequila, traditional tequila, a really fantastic made tequila that gives you some nuances and flavors that you just don't find everywhere. Wow. Great mouthfeel. Really light finish, but really complex. Lots of flavors pulling that finish. You get this dryness. You get this little bit of this pepperiness. You get that peach with a little bit of citrus in the end. Weird to say, I've never got this before, but I get a little bit of like spearmint in the end. That's like the last flavor as that finish goes out. The minerals are there. It's got a lot of citrus in it and a really bright cooked agave flavor. This is just, I'm surprised this isn't gone already. I put it really high up on the shelves at my bar so I can't reach it all the time. Also, if you see it, the box that it comes in is just really amazing. They went to another level in creating the box and the artist that did this. It's just absolutely a work of art. It's completely beautiful. Inside of this, there's actually a map of the town of Arandas, much like this over there. If you're watching the video on YouTube, you'll see the full map. If you're watching the video on Instagram or any other social medias, go to YouTube and you actually see what I'm pointing at, because it's not in the screen here. I did do a versus between the Sol and the Luna of this Yayo special Day of the Dead release. I'll put a link to the video up there. Don't forget to like, share, follow, comment. If you've had this tequila, mention it in the comments. If you've had the other one, the Sol, this is the Luna. If you've had the Sol, mention that in the comments. And if you have a favorite Yayo brand, mention that as well. If there's something that you would like me to highlight, review, or try on the show, just let me know in the comments down there. Again, like, share, follow. I appreciate all the people tuning in. Have a great evening.